321, let me guess. It's a cab problem, right?
That's correct, yes. They did not have any wheelchair cabs, and they did not tell us, and she was a 730 pickup.
All right, well, I guess I got to go all the way out there. They come all the way back here to drop off that guy. That's fine. Yeah. And the time frame you gave me, yeah, there's... The distance between the next two stops isn't even going to be 10 minutes because it's Anchor Way and then immediately right across Marine Drive. I mean, it's for Vancouver Way across Marine Drive to Anchor Way. They're like probably about 7 minutes apart, if that. So I probably will get there a little faster.
Yeah, that is perfect. We're just doing what we need to do right now due to the situation that we've been thrown into.
Gee, this seems familiar. Didn't this happen like, what, 3 weeks ago too? Where there were no cabs?
You know, they haven't had wheelchair cabs every night for almost 4 weeks now. We've just been getting lucky with it. So, but yeah, sorry to have to throw that on you, but we are, you know.
Yeah, what's funny is that week after I dropped off that guy who I picked up on whatever the street it is in downtown Portland, when I went by the Hilton, there was a cab and a wheelchair cab sitting there. They have them. They just don't want to haul our rides.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Our supervisors are aware and everything, so we'll hopefully this one is another one for the books.
Well, so much for my on-time performance, and then I really don't care about my on-time performance. I care about getting people safely from one place to another.